I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee? I don't think so. Or, for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free-to-download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the SkinRocks app will revolutionise how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the SkinRocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favourite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription. Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The SkinRocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky-high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then, but what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R-in-a-jar scent, the paperweight-heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe. Welcome back to Glad We Had This Chat, and welcome to our listeners' questions episode of the podcast.
I am joined this week by Nadine Baggett. Are you ready?
Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Here we go, okay. What are the best skincare products or ingredients to combat fine lines and wrinkles? I'm approaching 40 and noticing a lot more lines that I want to try and reduce without resorting to Botox. And that's Jess from Birmingham. First of all, people seeing resorting to Botox, it's something you can have done. It's not a bad thing, but you carry on.
You've got to have an SPF. I would recommend a really good peptide. I recommend a vitamin C. And you've got to use some sort of retinol at night. Simple.
Well, that was really easy. Okay. Any particulars? So you just, whatever's in your
budget
that you
can afford,
you can use.
Just never buy a beauty product that you can't afford on a credit
card.
Don't credit card it. So, you know.
And also just resorting to Botox.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I was 43 when I first had Botox, and that was quite old for a beauty editor. So
I haven't had any in well over a year.
No, neither. You and I, our faces are very mobile at the moment. Yeah. I haven't had any in over a year either.
I haven't had anything in well over a year. I've had the Potenza treatment and similar to Morpheus 8, but with dual modalities, but I haven't had anything like needle invasive in that way. I didn't think I needed it.
No.
I just didn't think I needed it.
I think getting older, you go through that phase in your 40s where you think you see the signs of aging and you sort of panic
you
about
panic.
It. Then you get into your 50s and you're a little bit more
and
like,
then you get to 50 and you think, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. I was about to say that, but I wasn't sure if I could swear. But then I was with Caroline,
please.
So of course I can, yeah.
Please. Okay, my question is, do you get annoyed or bothered when so-called influencers promote a brand slash product they have zero clue slash education about? This really bugs me as they have no background or qualifications or knowledge about the product they're advertising, yet they are preaching all kinds of sprout to the public. Pardon my language, it's like me chatting shit and wildlife when I'm not David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Many thanks, Megan from Liverpool.
Yes, it drives me bonkers, but by the same token, it's just a few seconds and then you swipe up or swipe off. I don't comment badly about it, but I just, yeah, the rubbish that people... And this is not just influencers, but very young beauty editors that don't know what they're talking about.
That's painful. I have been around... Now, bearing in mind, I've never been a beauty editor or journalist. I never claimed to have been. I was a blogger. I wrote because I had something to write. I never had the urge to write. Clear. But I also founded a brand. I've been a brand consultant. I've worked my way up from the shop floor. And I have had late 20-something beauty editors try and tell me where I could do better.
No.
Recently, Nadine.
Dare?
Recently.
Who would
dare? And you know when you go...
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, Nadine's calling me. I've got to go. I don't take it personally. I just think, wow, having that kind of level of... I don't know whether it's illusion or... I don't know what's going on in your head, but I'm okay. Thanks very much. I seem to be doing okay.
Towards the latter part of my career, so the last 6 or 7, 8 years, something like that, they'd always do a, any questions?
Same.
And the whole room would
Same.
Just look at me.
Same.
And that's where I'd start asking about the axes on the graph or clinical trials or
percentages. You and
like
I were always bitches asking
yeah.
about percentages.
Yeah.
But to be fair, if people invite you and I, me, you, Sally,
yeah.
you're going to get questioned. We're not trying to be awkward. We just want to have the facts.
No, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Just be transparent.
Be transparent. Don't say...
And if you don't know the answer to a question, come back and say, I don't know the answer.
Don't fake it.
Let me come back with an answer to that.
When they try and fluff it and you're thinking, please stop talking. Or I will see it happening to you and I'm like, please don't say that to Nadine Baggett.
I've got a Zoom coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock with a brand that I'm going to work with. And they said they'd really like to get their scientific officer on. And I emailed back and I went, yeah, but can we make sure they're actually a scientist and not a marketeer? Because that's going to drive me bonkers.
You've been warned, people.
You've been warned.
Okay. My 10-year-old daughter is completely obsessed with watching makeup tutorials on YouTube. She gave me her Christmas list last week and there's nothing on it apart from makeup. I don't want to disappoint her, but I have some concerns. How young is too young to start experimenting with makeup? And that's Alana in Cardiff. I think I was about 13.
Yeah, but our generation, girls grow up a lot more quickly now. I don't think 10 is that bad.
No.
I would probably get her a nice set of Spectrum or Real Techniques brushes and maybe a couple of palettes and just have fun.
Just let her play.
You just don't necessarily want her leaving the house in too much.
Well, no.
And also, I look at Nick Chapman showing her young daughter how to do makeup, and I just think that's... And I don't know how old Edie is. But I would say she's probably about 10, and that's actually really sweet. And she's very rich. She's more talented than I am at applying it. You know, she's got the genes.
She should be with her mum, my God.
Exactly.
Nick, it's interesting with Nick and Sam. I love... They're both fantastic. And Sam can make herself a complete chameleon. But when you go back and look at the old videos, I always felt like Nick was underrated. I always felt like people didn't because Sam is everything about Sam, isn't it? I mean, she's
so supermodel.
Yeah, she's supermodel-esque. She's statuesque. She's Amazonian. And I always felt like Nick was a bit not in any way dismissed, but overlooked maybe. And I wonder sometimes if she felt that because her makeup work is exquisite. Nick Chapman's makeup artistry, especially in those early days, I was always just like, wow.
I keep trying to get to film with Nick. I'd love both of them to
do
my makeup.
I love both of them. They're just immense people. Okay, so basically we're saying get her a cheapy palette, let her have fun.
Yeah.
Just take care of her skin. Okay.
She's got a microfiber cloth and a good cleanser to get it all off with afterwards.
Yeah. How does the cold weather affect our skin and what should I be doing during the winter months to switch up my skincare routine?
Well... Barrier function is the hottest topic in skincare right now. So essentially all that the cold weather does, it's so weird talking to you instead of to the audience because Caroline obviously wrote the book on it, literally. all the cold weather does is stress your skin because you go from the cold to the warm to central heating,
to snow.
Outside, inside, so your skin gets a bit confused and it has to work harder to keep the irritants out and the water in. So you just need to help it do that, which essentially is more hydrating, more moisturising, gentle cleansers.
Don't buy those at
all. You know, and get a really nice humidifier. Like, even if it's just one of those cheap ones you get on Amazon, stick it on your rad at night or by the side of your bed. Put as much water into the air as possible. It's really simple. You don't have to overthink it.
No.
You really don't. You know, a company like Neutrogena, Eucerin, they've got all you need.
You just want a nice bit of glycerin, basically, don't
you? Oh, I love a glycerin. I love glycerin so much more than a hyaluronic acid.
Oh, it's funny when you look back, so in the early days of the blog and even in the first book, loved hyaluronic acid. In the early days of the blog, I absolutely got my SPF from foundation. Absolutely. And then, you know, you spend more time with scientists, you do your own research and you kind of realise, okay, actually, maybe we should be using, you know, SPF more often, especially in that climate, whether should we say. But it's amazing how mood and things change, because hyaluronic for a while was just everywhere.
Now it is literally everywhere.
It's in every
moisturiser,
every
serum,
every SPF.
You don't need it. And when that whole myth about you must put hyaluronic acid on a damp skin, look at the first ingredient on every hyaluronic acid. It's water. People, engage your brains. Engage your brains, people.
I love it. I love it when people think I'm gobby and then I have you and Sally on. It's great.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever, and I am so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you, promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs, and fearlessness. Come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights, and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As, and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot.
What is your favourite luxury makeup brand and favourite drugstore brand? You get one each.
If I had to choose... How luxe is luxe?
You can have what you want. It's luxe.
Okay. My favourite luxury product would probably be the cream bronzer from Chanel. I do love a cream bronzer from Chanel. And there's something about Chanel, like, it's never going to be bettered in terms of packaging. It's the best packaging in the world. Yeah. It's the best marketing in the world. Everything about it is just, even to this day, even though I've been to the labs, I've seen behind the velvet curtain, like, I know what's going on. There's something about the and the heavyweight, that sort of thing. So probably that. Best mass market brand makeup or skincare?
Whatever.
Don't mind. I would probably choose Curel, Neutrogena, Eucerin, one of those kind of.
And what about makeup? Affordable makeup?
I'd probably go Revolution and Dupe. Elf. I love Elf.
Elf.
Not Revolution. Elf completely 100%. That Holy Hydration range is amazing. Mm. And they do great dupes.
Yeah.
The dupe of good Charlotte Tilbury.
I mean, who doesn't these days?
Mm.
In your opinion, what is the best celebrity-owned beauty brand? Now she's got.
I think Fenty. I think she knocked it out of the park with Fenty.
I was going to say Fenty or Rare Beauty. It can only be one of those two, I think.
Yeah. Everyone else. Rare Beauty is a safer brand. And I know she's about to sell it for like a
$300 squillion dollars.
If she doesn't get $3 billion for that brand, I'll be disappointed.
But I do think what she did with Fenty in terms of shade, in terms of formula, in terms of skincare, in terms of refillable, in terms of nice SPFs, that stick foundation is just genius. She thought it through. She's smart. She's a really smart woman.
Agree.
I get it.
Favourite department store?
Selfridges. Love Selfridges. I love Selfridges because of the design of it. It's a very big open space.
Yeah. So
it
hasn't high ceilings.
So it hasn't got that Liberty feeling or the Harrods. It was built as a department store.
The central atrium's fantastic.
And you and
escalators.
I are both really tall.
Yeah.
So I can literally look across and find everything I need, which I love. Whereas I find Liberty incredibly frustrating. I can't be running around in with prints everywhere. It's too much.
Okay. No prints required. Okay. Now, you're ready for quick fire. And I know the answers to most of them, but the people at home won't, okay? Boots or Superdrug?
Boots.
Bold eye or bold lip?
Bold eye, always. Smoky eye till I die, Charlotte Tilbury.
Dewy or matte skin?
Matte. Eggshell finish.
Eggshell. How do you get an eggshell finish, just out of interest?
You use a setting powder that has a slight reflective quality, but no glitter or shimmer in it.
Well, God knows. We don't want glitter or shimmer. We're not going to Coachella. Come on. Brow gel or brow pencil?
Brow gel. I have no skills. Zero makeup skills.
Cream cleanser or gel cleanser?
Gel in the morning, cream at night.
Perfect answer. AM routine or PM routine? You can't be bothered with any.
It's got to be AM routine because I've got to wash my face, have a shower, clean my teeth. Mm. And then I'd probably, if I couldn't do anything at night, I'd probably stick my retinol on during the day and then just stick an SPF on top.
Space NK or Sephora?
Oh, Space NK 100%. Ginny!
Ginny!
Yeah, so loyal. We are really loyal in our industry.
We are very loyal.
And I also just find Sephora fun and interesting, but everything is just grubby and well-fingered. I can't do the well-fingered testers.
I really, really had to bite my tongue then about just comparing it to some women or something. I just had to stop myself. But I did really well, didn't I? Yeah. Thanks, Makeup brush or makeup sponge?
Oh, never used a makeup sponge in my life.
No.
I cannot bear
this.
That.
The dab.
Even when a makeup artist does it on me, it makes me want to punch them in the face.
Please don't. No, throat
it's
punch.
It's so weird. I don't
you're
like
only in
it.
A great position to go,
that
mm.
feeling.
No,
that
it's
feeling.
Horrible.
And Mary Greenwald did my makeup. And when she dabs you, if your head's anywhere near a brick wall,
Mary
that
Greenwald.
Woman could dab like
Mary
a sort
Greenwell
of...
has a boxer's hand.
Yeah, she really does.
She is stronger than a lot of men I know.
Thin but wiry.
I mean, the hands. And she's got hands that you just think she is so used to grabbing a model's head. Yeah. And you just know she's had her hand on Naomi's crown and Naomi hasn't moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
City break or country escape?
City break abroad. Love Rome. Any of those kind of like, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, in the UK, I'd get out of London because I lived in London for the better part of my entire life.
Are you ready for this one? The audacity of me even asking you this. Dogs or cats?
Oh, cats 100%.
Cats. Ruth said cats.
I am the original crazy cat lady. I just am. I like them I like that you have to win them over.
Oh, I love that you have to win them
over.
You
have to win them over, and anything worth winning, you have to win them over. You have to work at it. And I love that they're sort of high maintenance but kind of low maintenance. Like you can go out with the girls, you can get drunk, you can stay the night, it doesn't really matter. You haven't got to pick up their poo. Yeah,
oh, that's number one for me. Sweet or savoury?
Sweet, pretty much. I mean, you know, I try to do the whole savoury thing and I have crisps. I have an entire snack cabinet full of stuff and it's pretty much full of crisps. But if I even open a bar of Cadbury's chocolate...
That's it, you're done.
I'm lost. Game over. I will eat it last thing at night and then I'll wake up in the morning and the first thing I'll crave is it again.
Oh, dear.
100%.
Heels or flats?
Increasingly flats, but in my bag right now I've got a pair of flats and then I've got a pair of really high heels to wear to an event and I will probably put them on at the last minute and then
How soon out when you're away from the door do you get changed into
as
your flats?
As soon as I'm in the Uber I put the flats back on, Lockdown killed me for high heels.
No, it killed all of us.
Yeah.
Night in or night out?
Night out with chosen girlfriends.
Nice.
But night in probably five nights out of seven a week. I think because of what we do for a living, because we're so on it, I actually do love to decompress.
Yeah.
And I'm...
sometimes say, please don't talk to me.
Yeah. Mooching around the garden with the cats.
I just can't talk.
Happy as Larry.
Coffee or brew?
Don't drink either. A Britney Spears iced coffee in summer, if I really need a caffeine hit.
But you are a DC girl.
But yeah, I'm actually a Pepsi Max girl.
Pepsi
can
Max.
Hardly get it anywhere, but I'm a Pepsi Max girl. But even then, it takes me quite a while to go through it. But I'm not adverse to popping a Pro Plus if I need to get up in the morning.
Stop it.
Yeah, because if you don't drink to your coffee, how do you get your caffeine in life?
Well, you had a Diet Coke on holiday. You seem to get up. I say probably, holiday. Trip.
Probably because I'd also done
a Pro Plus.
A Pro Plus, yeah.
All right, last one. It's very, very important. It's your favourite sandwich.
You asked me this on the little fluffy mic talk, and I said the
did
wrong
I?
Thing. Yeah, I said,
did I?
I said BLT.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I haven't eaten red meat for 20 years.
How
so
bizarre.
Actually, I then went away and thought about it.
Okay, great. I'm glad I asked
you again.
A
crispy French baguette, soft bit hollowed out, sliced roast chicken, coleslaw.
But you don't eat chicken.
And I do eat.
Oh, you eat chicken.
Yeah. And then a family, and I mean a family size. Bag of Terrell's crisps, heaven.
Furrows or plain?
No, plain.
Ridged. I like
yeah,
ridged.
Don't mess with the. You like ridged for your pleasure, do
ridged
you?
Ridged for my pleasure.
No, I
yes.
don't mess with whatever is the perfect large, greasy, fine.
And then in and squashed.
I don't care either way. I literally couldn't get them in my mouth fast enough. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. I mean, I could totally dine out on that sandwich, chicken and coleslaw.
Lovely.
Well done, Nadine. You've completed the test. I think we've got some humdingers there, and I'm really hungry for a chicken and coleslaw
sandwich. Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Nadine.
Love you.
And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.